Good morning to you all. We welcome you on this Christmas day to Grace Bible Church. We're glad that you're here. On this Christmas morning in our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to probably the most familiar verse in the entire Bible, and that's John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He what? Gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We've spent the entire month speaking of that phrase, whom Thou hast sent, the one whom Thou hast sent, the one who was sent on a mission to deliver us from our sin. And this one who was sent was a gift, an everlasting gift, a righteous gift. I wish I could take you through all the different references in the New Testament of the descriptions of Jesus Christ, the one who came to be our substitute. But I want you to know that it was God's love that was the motivating factor in sending Jesus Christ. For God so loved. I think that is such a beautiful expression. Not just loved, but so loved the world. We need to understand that God's love is beyond any description of any kind of love that we have here upon this earth. You know, you see all kinds of demonstrations of love at this time of the year. The faculty and staff of Santa Rosa Christian School had undertaken a family here in the community that was having a very difficult time. And we delivered gifts on Thursday of this week to their house. And very simple place, not very much furniture there. And they were just overwhelmed at the gifts. And one of the comments at the person, we appreciate the love that's been shown to our family at this Christmas time. But you know, there's no greater love than the love that the Lord Jesus Christ has shed abroad in our hearts. For God so loved the world that He gave whom? His only begotten Son. There is no gift under the tree today that's going to be greater than the gift of Jesus Christ. Your gift will wear out. Your gift will quit working sometime in the future. Your gift will be moth-eaten or destroyed over time, the ones that are under the tree. But the one that lasts for all eternity is the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're here today without the Savior on this Christmas day, I beg you, I call upon you to receive Him at this Christmas. There is no greater gift that you can receive. And I am so thankful this morning that God loved us before the foundation of the world, before we were ever created. God's love was manifested that He should send His Son to be our substitute. I hope that you're thankful this morning for the greatest gift of all eternity, the gift of Jesus Christ.